Hey, it is Saturday, 10 a.m. approximately, and you are listening to Tiger Beach Freakout. Yes, that is the official name of our new bi-weekly instrumental surf show taking place this summer on 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. And you were listening to the same DJ that is here most Saturdays at 10 a.m. However, this time, I don't think Mike the Distortionist really quite cuts it. I think the vibe is a little different. I think we're a little bit more laid back. And I know what you're thinking. How in God's name could we possibly be any more laid back than we already were? Well, I think you'd be surprised. So, for as long as you were listening to the Tiger Beach Freakout, you got Mellow Mike on the microphone talking at you. Yes, indeed. And I'm very excited to get this show started with you all today. I've been interested in surf for a very long time. I've been listening to surf longer than I've been listening to garage rock. And there's a lot of things I really like about it. For one thing, I think it's very emotional. Even if a lot of the emotions are like positive or kind of, you know, cool, like this song behind me has a lot of swag, you know, it feels like you got swagger, right? But I've talked a little bit on the fuzz before about how certain sounds just have an inherent emotional attachment even before the lyrics get involved. And I think instrumental surf is a good genre to really highlight that. And that's always been something that's really interesting and fascinating to me. Another thing about surf that I like is that it's like jazz in the sense that a lot of the bands are playing the same songs as each other. So it'll be their version of Surfer Stomp or their take on Mr. Moto, things like that. And so it's interesting to see what these different bands do with these different songs. That being said, let's get into the show. You'll hear me talk more about surf throughout the episode. But for now, what you just heard, of course, Surf Rider by the Lively Ones. This was off the album Surf Rider, the third of four LP releases with Delphi Records in the year 1963 by the Lively Ones. So they were certainly put to work. And that's something I noticed right away, was that these surf instrumental surf groups were churning out albums, you know, a lot quicker than the psychedelic rock groups and the acid rock groups. Another example is The Ventures. The Ventures' first album came out in 1960, Walk, Don't Run. And they were playing jazz songs. They were playing Caravan and Night Train and stuff like that, but on these twangy Fender guitars with kind of like this country western tone. And it sort of was a little different. It was the birth of surf? Question mark. But by 1964, The Ventures put out Walk, Don't Run, Volume 2, only 4 years later, but that was not their second album or their fourth album. That was their 14th album. So they were putting out a lot of music during this time. Anyway, coming up, we're going to hear The Crossfires with their song Fiberglass Jungle. It was a 1963 single on Capco Records. The A-side was called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. This group was active from 1963 to 1965 and later went on to become The Turtles, known for Happy Together, of course, and they were from Los Angeles. Following that, we're going to hear Avengers 6, the opening to their 1966 debut album. The song is called Heartbeat. They were from Anaheim, over where Disneyland is located, you know? And then Fire Water by the Astronauts, formed in 1960 as the Stormtroopers. This band was from Boulder, Colorado, and rumor has it they had never even seen the ocean before putting out their first album, Surfing with the Astronauts. One of the more influential albums to come out at that time, I believe that was also 1963, a big year for surf. They're famous for the song Baja, which I first heard covered by JFA, or Jody Foster's Army, which is just a hardcore skate punk band that had like two random instrumental surf covers. And actually, it was bands like that that helped me get into surf, JFA and Agent Orange. who did these surf covers. And the another interesting thing about the Astronauts is that they're called the Astronauts. And surf is very thematic. I mean, obviously there's the surf ocean theme, the beach theme, but there's also this weird space theme that came out with the Astronauts and bands like the Sputniks and the Marquettes with their song Outer Limits. And another third theme that you hear a lot in surf is cars and drag strip racing and things like that. And I don't really know where that all comes from, but it certainly is interesting to me. And then in Surf Revival, you'll see bands kind of just moving between all three of the themes, you know, kind of having this, like, fusion. And then also they kind of went spooky. You know, they had this kind of, like, B-movie theme also. And old, like, horror movies from the 50s and 40s and stuff. But I'm getting way off track. After the Astronauts, we'll hear Attila and the Huns with Call of the Wild, B-side to the 1968 single Lonesome For You on Century Records. They were from New York. It was intentional. I originally pulled that song for the fuzz, but I realized it's better for this, so we're hearing it now. And finally, Roadrunner by the Pyramids. Known for their song Penetration, they were also featured in the movie Bikini Beach. They all shaved their heads bald as a gimmick, which was meant to contrast the Beatles' long hair, which at the time was seen as a gimmick. But that's another example of a drag strip racing kind of car-themed surf song. But for right now, here's the Crossfires. That was Le You Noir by a band called Le Fantôme, a French group active from 1961 to 1964. Indeed, that single released in 63. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're just getting started here. Coming up, we're going to hear from Yuzo Kayama and his Launchers. And we actually heard this song. It's called Black Sand Beach is the name of the song. And we actually heard this song during Vinylathon because I played this record over the air. And I found this song on a CD compilation called Go Go Beach Party. And it's a comp from Japan that's a mix of surf music, bossa nova, Hawaiian music, and other just beachy tunes. And it was really interesting. It was a really interesting comp, and it was all in Japanese. And so I had to find a translation in order to learn the name of this song and the artist. And then I went and bought his record. And it's pretty good. And that comp is really interesting. It's kind of hard to find and read about. But if you get an opportunity to listen to it, I would definitely recommend it. I'm a little upset because my copy is damaged. You know, it's a little scratched up. I've had it for a long time. After Yuzo Kayama, we're going to hear a local Baton Rouge band called Rondo Hatton. And I actually had a caller call in last week and ask me about this band. His name was Bill, and he said he helped produce their album or something like that. And so this was more recent. It came out in 2012, their self-titled release album. It was an independent release just called Rondo Hatton. The song is called Chickahawk Point, and it's pretty good, and I'm happy to get some local, local coverage in here. And the band name, Rondo Hatton, is named after an actor. Well, I have to imagine it's named after the actor who was famous for playing the Creeper and other horror icons from the 40s and 50s. And coincidentally, the song behind me right now is called The Creeper. So there's a little bit more of that kind of B-movie horror theme. Following that, we're going to hear John and the Night Riders, early arrivals to the surf revival wave. Their debut album came out in 1980. It was called Surf Beat 80 on Vox Records, but it also had a German release the same year. They formed in 1979 in Southern California. The song we're going to hear today is called Riptide. Then the Sentinels with Torchula, off the Big Surf album, which released in 1963 on Delphi Records. They were from San Luis Obispo, a very nice town if you ever get the opportunity to visit. And a lot of these records, came out on Delphi or Delfini. I don't know if those two labels are related, but they have very similar names, and they both put out a lot of surf albums. I think let's just move it along, you know? I'll have more to say when we come back. We're going to hear the Spotniks at the end, and I'll talk to you about them. That's a pretty interesting group there, and we'll just keep on trucking. But for now, here is Yuzo Kayama and his Launchers with Black Sand Beach from Japan, 1966. This came out. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. That was the Spotniks, a Swedish band, and one of the first space-themed surf groups. They wore these futuristic spaceman outfits and had synchronized, coordinated robotic movements on stage, very similar to what Devo went for 20 years later. That song, Telstar, released in 1962. We're going to hear another song by the Spotniks coming up next. It's called The Rocket Man. And I spoke a little bit about how there's these three major themes within surf. There's obviously the surf, beach, ocean theme, but then there's this space theme that was happening at the same time. And I guess it must have to do with the space race that was going on. And then there's that third theme of like cars and hot rods and things like that. And I guess everybody drove their car to the beach, and there was this inherent link with hot rod culture and beach culture. And that must be where it came from. I really hope you're enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the show. I'm having a lot of fun. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. As I mentioned, coming up, we're going to hear another song by the Spotniks, The Rocket Man. But following that will be Messer Chups, a Russian duo that was formed in Germany. The song is called Magneto, and it was off of the incredible Croco Tiger album, which actually released in 2015. So this is a more contemporary surf group. Following that will be the Shantays with their song Tragic Wind. They were known for the song Pipeline, released on the album Pipeline in 1963. Their debut album, that's also the album which features Tragic Wind, the song we're about to hear. And they formed in 1961. Then we're going to hear from the Astronauts again with their song Baja. That's what they're famous for. Off the 1963 album Surfing with the Astronauts, again from Boulder, Colorado. And finally, the Centurions with Body Surfing from the 1963, again, album Surfer's Pajama Party, which was recorded live at UCLA. And that's another really good album. These are all good albums. As I said, feel free to call in 225-578-5578. If you have a surf request for the next episode, feel free to let me know. Next week will be The Fuzz, and then again the following week will be Tiger Beach Freak Out, and we're going to alternate until the end of the summer. Next week on The Fuzz, I will be airing my interview with Stanislav Zavich. He got his start here 25 years ago. He does the Little Lighthouse. He still has it running at littlelighthouse.net. And we had a really long, interesting conversation. So I'll be playing clips from that along with some music that we talk about. Thanks for listening. As I said, 225-578-5578. Here's the Spotniks again with The Rocket Man. Thank you. Thank you. That was the Surf Raiders with their song Wave Walkin' off the 1983 album Surfbound. They were from Azusa, California. And that was released on their own label, Surf Wax. Yes, indeed. We're coming up on the middle of the show here, 11 a.m. It's 10:59. You're listening to 91.1 KLSU Baton Rouge. This is the Tiger Beach Freakout debut episode, our bi-weekly instrumental surf show that will be airing every other Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 this summer. Indeed, I hope you're enjoying. I'm having lots of fun. Coming up, we're going to hear The Impacts from Pismo Beach with their song Wipeout. This released on their debut album in 1963 on Delphi, also called Wipeout. And they have this sort of wet guitar sound, similar to the Astronauts with Baja and their other songs. I don't really know how they achieved that, but it's sort of an interesting sound. Following The Impacts, we're going to hear from Link Ray and his Raymen. The song's called Fatback. It was off the 1963 album Jack the Ripper with Swan Records. This was the third LP release of this particular group, although Link Ray had been active for quite some time. And he really is an interesting artist because he started out in the late 50s just as a guitarist, you know, kind of country, blues, whatever, just things like that. And then he kind of was there assisting in the birth of surf and eventually created the Raymen, which was his surf band. And then later on he went solo again and had a really good album release in 1970 that I've spoken about before. But indeed, I mean, he was foundational and he's excellent. And, of course, famous for the song Rumble, which was the only instrumental track ever to be banned from radio because of claims that it incited riots in the listener base. So maybe I'll play that next episode and see what happens. It's a good song, Rumble. You know, everybody knows it. After Link Ray, we're going to hear the Volcanoes with their song Diora. This was a 1996 single on Estrus Records. The band hails from Royal Oak, Michigan, having formed in 94. Then the Tornadoes with Malagueña. This was off their 1963 album, Bustin' Surfboards. They were from Redlands, California. And the intro sounds extremely similar to the Le Fantôme song earlier. Both songs were released in 1963, and I think it was more of a motif rather than either one of them imitating each other. And then we're going to hear The Wedge by Dick Dale and his Deltones. That came out in 1967. And, of course, Dick Dale is known as the father of surf guitar, or the king of the surf guitar. In my eyes, it was him, it was Link Ray, and it was The Ventures. Those were the three driving forces of surf music in the late 50s and 1960. Dick Dale was given his name because it sounded like a good country artist name, and at the time, that's kind of what he was playing. He played the Fender guitar upside down because he's left-handed, and he did not restring his strings, so his strings were upside down. And he would often play by moving his hand over the fretboard rather than coming up from below. And he, you know, used a lot of reverb and played really loud. And he was the first person to really try to communicate the feeling he got while surfing in his music. And so that kind of goes back to what I was speaking about earlier, about how sound can be communicative even without lyrics. It just has some inherent feeling or meaning purely based on the sound. It's almost like the Kiki and Boba experiment, where Kiki sounds sharp and Boba sounds round. I mean, maybe something about the wah-wah-wah-wah-wah, like that stuff, the W sounds, you know, makes it sound wet like the ocean or something. I mean, who knows how it works, but it's really interesting, in my opinion. Feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. We got an hour left in the show. Here is The Impacts with Wipeout. Thanks for listening. That was The Atlantics with Flight of the Surf Guitar on the 1999 album Flight of the Surf Guitar. The group is from Australia. I hope you're enjoying the show. I know I say that every time. We got some more music coming up. A couple of repeats. We're going to hear again from the Centurions with their song Vesuvius. Again, off that same album, Surfer's Pajama Party, which was recorded live at UCLA. Came out in 1963. Then we're going to hear the Superstocks, which might be another car reference. The song's called Redondo Beach. It released on their 1964 album, Surf Route 101, on Capitol Records. Then again from the Astronauts, Surfer's Stomp, or their take on Surfer's Stomp. And I actually really like this version. And then finally, High Wall by the Bambi Molesters from their 1999 album, Intensity. This is a Croatian surf revival group that formed in 1995 and went all the way up until 2018. Although I hear some of their members have moved on to form a group called LHD. Yes. And then we're going to hear a sort of a long song by the Mermen. And it's interesting. The Mermen do a more like psychedelic style of surf music that's kind of different from any other group that I've heard. So I'll talk to you more about that once we hear their song. Feel free to call in 225-578-5578. Let me know if there's any surf music you want to hear next episode, which will be 2 weeks from now. As I mentioned, next week will be the next episode of The Fuzz, the 30th. That is where I'll be airing my interview with Stanislav Zabic, who got his start here 25 years ago and still runs the Little Lighthouse today. We had a really interesting conversation about music and about WCSB, which was Cleveland State University radio station, that got shut down very suddenly. Kind of the community has reformed around XCSB, but it's part of a larger trend of university radio shutdowns. So we speak a little bit about that. We also speak about music in general, and we found we have a lot in common with each other. It was a really good, fun conversation, and I'll also be airing some music in between. We're doing a Garage International theme, so we're playing garage music from different parts of the world that we haven't really heard from before on the show. But back to the situation at hand, Tiger Beach Freakout, the instrumental surf show. Here are the Centurions with Vesuvius, and I'll come back and talk to you more in about 15, 20 minutes. Yes, indeed. Thank you. That was Pole of the Moon by the Mermen off their 1994 album Food for Other Fish. The band formed in 1989 in San Francisco, and as I mentioned earlier, they have this different style of surf that's almost more like psychedelic rock, psychedelic surf rock or something. And this was actually one of the surf bands, first surf bands that I got into. I used to listen to Pandora, and for some reason, no matter what station I listened to on Pandora, if I stayed there long enough, it would bring me to the Mermen and their album Krill Slippin', which came out before Food for Other Fish. But it was one of the first surf albums that I really got into, and it's still, that band is still different from all the other surf bands I've heard. But they're really good. We're coming up on the end of the hour here. Not sure if we're going to end a few minutes early or not. But I really enjoyed doing this first episode, and I'm happy to be doing this show this semester. We got a few more songs coming up. First, we're going to hear the theme from Endless Summer by The Sandals. And this was a surf documentary filmed and directed by Bruce Brown, who made a bunch of surf films in the 60s. The film was shot in 1963, but released in 66. And when it originally released, it would be projected at schools and stuff, and Bruce Brown would be there in person to narrate for them. So it originally was released without audio. And then he recorded an official narration, which was overlaid with the film, and that's kind of what got released in theaters and later on VHS and on DVD and stuff. The premise of the film is these teenagers traveling around the world chasing the endless summer, looking for a year-long summer and exploring these new places and surfing. So they go to, you know, all different locations where they imagine that no surfer has ever gone before. And it is pretty outdated in terms of their view of other cultures and stuff like that. And so some of that can be distracting and upsetting, and you kind of don't want to listen to him. But the visual element, you know, just the shots of the guys surfing and the beaches and stuff in different parts of the world are really pretty and interesting. And the film itself was sort of a big piece of the surf culture. And the song, the theme, is really good as well. Following the theme from Endless Summer, we're going to hear The Lively Ones with Surfer's Lament. This is sort of a more kind of sad surf song. Then we're going to hear Changing Tides by The Ventures off their 1963 album Surfing, and Walk, Don't Run, their 1960 self-titled album title track. And, you know, Walk, Don't Run is a really important song for me, especially in regards to my foray into surf. I've spent a lot of time trying to internalize that song particularly. And it is a really well-known song, but it's one of my absolute favorites. And I think it really is sort of emblematic of what I really like about the genre, just in that it is so quaint and so, I don't know, relaxing and uplifting. And it sort of, you know, it urges the listener into living, but, you know, walking and not running. And that's something I don't know. Surf music does something to me. I mean, how often does music kind of inspire a profound longing for some life you never had? Like a whiff of some, like, lost culture or time in which you never had the opportunity to truly fully immerse yourself in. I mean, that's what surf does to me. And so I really enjoy it a lot. It's just so powerful, in my opinion. And I really enjoy the prettier, kind of more quaint tracks rather than the super fast tremolo picking. Although that was very influential as well. I mean, there's a common joke that if you're listening to death metal, if you took off all the effects, you'd be listening to Surf, because they use the same style of tremolo picking and stuff like that. So we're going to round out the end of the show with the theme from Endless Summer, then Surfer's Lament, Changing Tides, which is a really excellent, beautiful song, and Walk, Don't Run, which of course is honestly one of the most important songs in my life, personally. Changing Tides is a really interesting song. When I drove from California to Louisiana, when I moved out here, I brought a camera with me, and I took a bunch of footage of the scenery slowly changing. And the vision was a compilation, a short film of the landscape and nature kind of going through these subtle changes from the California coast to Louisiana. And it would be over or under this song, Changing Tides. But first, here's the theme from Endless Summer. I hope you enjoyed the show. Feel free to call in during these last 15 minutes, 225-578-5578. Tune in next week for my interview with Stanislav Zabich and the Garage International episode. And the following week will be our next episode of Tiger Beach Freakout. I really appreciate you listening. Here's the rest of the music.